If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hey everybody, it's Josh, and I'm back with another Quick Takes episode. This one is for those that have asked and said, hey, Josh, what changes to the leaderboard would you make? Now, if you've been listening to our podcast for any length of time, you know that every time we deep dive a game that we put it on the leaderboard, it's something that is both a little chaotic and a lot of fun because Paul and I do not always see eye to eye on games. Sometimes we both love a game, sometimes we both hate a game, but there are many times where we are vastly different on where we think a game falls on the leaderboard. And I know one of the questions that comes up is, hey, Josh, where would you rank things? You know, is there any changes that you would make personally if you had full reign of the leaderboard by yourself? And so that's what I'm going to do in this Quick Takes episode. Now, I'm not going to go through every single game because that would take a long time. We currently have 63 games on our leaderboard as of this recording. That's 63 deep dive episodes. That's crazy to me to see that we've done that many. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just pick out a few that I think are either rated way too high or rated way too low, or maybe just need to move around a little bit. So this is my personal opinion on some of the changes that I think need to be made. You know, there's no input from Paul. I'm sure that he has some that he would change as well. I know that he thinks it's criminal that RimWorld is an amazing game and is ranked so low. If you look at the Steam reviews on that game, I think it's got like a 96% overall rating. I just wasn't a huge fan of it, but hey, apparently a lot of people are. So if you want to see our leaderboard and you've never checked it out, you can do that over at multiplayerpodcast.com. You just scroll down to the bottom of the page and you'll see the leaderboard and the rankings for everything there. Okay, so number one, Overwatch, I think is a multiplayer game. Overwatch is about the pinnacle that you can get. It's a first-person shooter, but you don't have to be good at shooting to play Overwatch because of the class system. I think Overwatch is a perfect game in that regard. I think it belongs at number one still. Honestly, the only minor change that I would make to anything in the top 10 is I would put Rocket League at number two. It's one of those things. Yes, I'm definitely biased. I love Rocket League. I think it's one of the funnest video games ever made. I love that it can be so insanely competitive and it relies on your skill level. If you make a mistake, you pay for it, but nothing in Rocket League is unfair. It is all just you versus the other team. And if you lose, you got beat, plain and simple. And I love that aspect of it. I think otherwise our top 10 is spot on. I'm going to start off by saying number 12, Grand Theft Auto Online. I would move that personally pretty far down the list. I know that Paul says it's probably his number one game because, you know, there's just so much that you can do in it. I get it. It fits the bill for a lot of people. I'm not trying to slander Grand Theft Auto at all because those games are absolutely incredible. They're iconic. It's just that the online was a little bit just all over the place for me. I felt lost a lot of times. A lot of it was just overly complicated. It takes like 5 minutes to load into the stupid game. You have to go through the launcher and then the online launcher and all this other stuff. And it just felt overly bloated to where I didn't want to play this game anymore. I know that that being in at number 12 is 100% due to Paul loving it so much. I would move Grand Theft Auto down a lot. I would probably put it somewhere in the 30s if it was up to me. I think there's a lot of fun to be had there, but I just don't think it jives for everybody. Splitgate, you know, we did a review on Splitgate very favorably. I think it's a very well done game. The problem with Splitgate at 15 at this point is that Halo Infinite has come out. Splitgate was basically copying what Halo was. It added the portal aspect. But at this point, Halo Infinite's multiplayer is just so good that I think I would move Splitgate pretty far down the list, to be honest. Now, that is nothing against Splitgate itself. It's just saying that there's a much better option out there. Now, Halo Infinite is number 7, but I just feel like it overshadows Splitgate to where I think Splitgate would fall further down our list. Right behind Splitgate, Destiny 2. As most of you know, I am not a fan of Destiny 2. I hate the model that that runs off of. They're taking paid content away from people. It's super grindy. Yes, it's free to play, and yes, it's gorgeous, but it's just there's so much that I do not like about Destiny 2. I would move Destiny 2 probably down into the 30s or 40s. I acknowledge that it fits a category for a lot of people. I know that a lot of people love Destiny 2. I'm super glad that you do. Again, this is my personal rankings and changes that I would make to the leaderboard. And Destiny 2 doesn't belong anywhere in the top 20 or even 30, in my opinion. I would move it way down. It's just way too bloated. It's way too grindy. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, I'm a graphics snob, but graphics do not make a game. And I feel like Destiny 2, it just doesn't belong where it's at. Moving down, Tribes of Midgard at 21. This is a game that's soured a little bit. I feel like I would move that further down. It's a fun game. There is a lot of fun to be had there, but it gets repetitious very, very quickly. And I feel like it does not deserve to be above like games like Deep Rock Galactic or No Man's Sky or any of that. I think there was a little bit of recency bias there when we were playing that game. I would actually move Deep Rock Galactic up into probably the teens somewhere. Deep Rock Galactic does start to get a little old, but man, is that a fun game with friends. 4-player co-op. They've been developing this game for years and years and years. I think we reviewed it probably a year and a half ago, and they've still developed a ton of stuff since then. So I would probably move Deep Rock Galactic up into the teens somewhere to give it its due. Speaking of due, Stardew Valley. I know I'm going to catch a ton of flack for this. I know that people love Stardew Valley. I did not like it one bit. I found it to be very boring. I would move it down probably into the late 30s or 40s. You know, it just didn't click with me. I get it's a great game, but it's just not for me is all. Okay, moving down a little bit further, I am trying to find out where, there it is, Outer Wilds at number 31. Outer Wilds is one of the most unique video games that I have ever played. It comes with some amazing twists. I do not know that there's a game that does exploration better than Outer Wilds does. I would put Outer Wilds right outside the top 10. I think it's a game that everybody should give a shot. It's not for everybody. It wasn't for Paul, which is why it's ranked so stinking low on our list. Shame on you, Paul. Outer Wilds is incredible. It's one of those memorable video games. It's up there with like Subnautica. There is so much to enjoy. The experience is memorable. Yes, I mean, it's not without its flaws. It is a time loop game, but I don't know that anybody has done it better. I love the time I spent with Outer Wilds, and the DLC that they just released is phenomenal. So Outer Wilds to me would be up just outside the 10. I'd probably put it 11, to be honest with you. That one is criminally low on our list. Let's see. I think honestly, when you get kind of lower down, it doesn't mean these games are bad. It just means that they're not exceptional either. The one that I have an issue with right now is Knockout City. Now, Knockout City was fun for about a week. The game does a lot right and it's free to play, but I just don't know that it has any kind of staying power whatsoever. I feel like I don't hear anybody talk about Knockout City. I don't even know what the player base is. This game could be offline for all I know, and that tells me a lot about it. I don't think it should be ranked up at number 39. I think it should be a lot lower than that. But you know, that's one that stands out to me as well. GTFO. Not many people have heard of GTFO. I think GTFO is almost a AAA title. It does phenomenally well. It's difficult. It's atmospheric. It's creepy. It requires insane teamwork. It's been developed a lot more than when we first reviewed it. It was one of the first four games that we reviewed. And I feel like GTFO is way better than where it's at down at number 41. I feel like that probably deserves to be up into the probably early 30s as like a co-op type game. The cycle at this point is it's just non-existent. We've kept bumping the cycle down. It's going to be a completely different game when it re-releases. It's going to be Escape from Tarkov. I've been checking out some video. I am intrigued a little bit on that. That one probably just needs to be removed from the list, to be honest with you, until they re-release it. And then really the only other change that I would make is Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves is criminally down at number 60. I get that Sea of Thieves can become repetitive. My main gripe with Sea of Thieves is that there's no progression. Everything is cosmetic in Sea of Thieves, and that's a crime to me. You should have some kind of progression. I don't care how you do it, but man, if you made it to where what I worked for actually made a difference other than just a different mast or a different hull for my ship, you know, cosmetics only. I just don't care about those. I know it misses the mark completely, but I really think Sea of Thieves is a ton of fun with friends. If it had some sort of progression element to it, I think it would be vastly higher on our list. As of right now, I would probably put Sea of Thieves somewhere in the late 20s, mid 20s maybe, because I think it's a ton of fun with friends and it's a complete game with the exception that it has no progression in it. I know there's people out there that are going, well, there's progression, you can get gold, and it's like, yeah, but it's only cosmetics, and you guys know I don't care about that stuff. So I think that's it for now. Without picking this thing completely apart, those are the games that stand out to me. Those are the ones that I would definitely make changes on. It is the fun of the leaderboard that we do have to compromise and that things do sometimes get stuck where, you know, maybe we don't necessarily want them, but that is the chaos and the fun of the leaderboard also. All right, that's it for this Quick Takes episode. Thanks for breaking down that process with me. If you agree with me, let me know. If you disagree with me, hey, let me know. Hop into our Discord server, come chat with us, and let us know what you think. All right, that's it for this episode. I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye, everybody.